Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good morning to everybody.
Jay asked if you've ever been ambushed.
Yeah,
before.
We're not going to get into that. I mean, this is stuff that doesn't help your reputation.
Have you ever been in a scrap?
Yeah.
A bar battle.
We'll talk about that off air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a few.
Yeah.
The Vine Street Massacre.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The Vine Street Massacre. Were you participating?
I was among those massacres.
Yeah. So I mean,
the only thing I'd say about it is I had to go into work the next day, and I called my boss at the time. Now, I was like 21 years old, so have some grace here. Yeah. I called him and said, hey, I don't think I should come in because I'm bruised up. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, I don't think I should come in. He goes, oh, you can come in. And it was amazing the reactions of different people. That's what I'll always remember. Like, my best friend was Kurt McKeever. You remember Kurt McKeever?
Right.
I walked in. He just looked at me, shook his head, and looked down. There's other people.
No words, just
actions. They're like, what happened to you? You know, there's that, too. You got that. There's other people that just acted like they didn't notice. The reactions were unbelievable.
Yeah, so your best friend was mad because you took an L. That's why he looked at you.
He was embarrassed.
He
shook
his head and looked down. No words.
Yeah, he was embarrassed that you did.
He was embarrassed for me.
The greater question is, has Jake Sorensen been in?
Oh, come on. You think I've been in a bar fight?
No.
No. No. I'm the last person that would ever be in a bar fight.
What about as a kid? Did you
just
get in scraps?
Don't go to Buffalo.
Well, I've been to Buffalo before.
Did you get in scraps when you were a kid in the neighborhood?
I don't remember that.
We got in a lot of those in my neighborhood.
That means no.
No, I didn't get in scraps.
That was a big thing. There was one time I got in a fight with a kid named Danny. I won't say his last name. And his mom was cheering him on. I always found that to be odd. Like, were you really cheering for your kid here?
Oh, yeah. In the neighborhood, yeah. That's a regular thing.
I'd be the last
that's
person
anybody
I found would ever it odd.
Get in a fight with.
So I'm old enough that if me and somebody from the neighborhood were having a spat and it got too out of hand, that the parents would get together and they'd break out a pair of boxing gloves and put you in the backyard.
See,
and
say,
they have
work
a sanctioned,
it out.
Sanctioned bout
and
right
work
there.
It out.
Yeah. That's what my
work
dad did with
the backyard brawl.
Yeah, fights. My God, me and my brothers used to get in. I mean, it was terrifying.
Like, and usually my best friends. These are like, y'all work this out. Like,
yeah,
this is their way of work it out.
Yeah.
And
then hug it out after.
Then and then it became what's really not like, how much does this mean to you?
Right.
Yeah. It got a little rough sometimes.
Because you knew who you were. So
right.
It's like,
yeah. Do you really
it's like,
do
listen,
it?
Bro, you don't want me to throw gloves at you. Like, come on. Yeah, you
yeah, right. No, to make it fight. Me and my little brother used to put on mittens and say, okay, we're just going to slap. We're just going to slap. No punching. But you know what would happen.
Yeah, somebody hits through. Yeah, slap.
Yeah, then yeah.
Get a chin involved there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slap box was actually, that's a phrase. Like,
slap box.
Uh-uh. Which always turned into
always
a problem.
Turned
somebody,
into
yeah. Somebody slaps it. You want to know the probably the most scaredest I've ever been ever in my life was I just moved to Minnesota from Frederick, D.C. area, and I'm the new kid in school or whatever, and I don't know, this girl must have liked me or something like that, and I wasn't even into girls. I mean, I was trying to just find my way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like when you go from my school in Frederick, Maryland to Minnesota at that time, I mean, it is
– what?
Worlds apart.
Worlds apart. Weather, culture, everything. Back, I mean, it was 80s or so, you know, so it's just – obviously, it was a little different. So this is when you had the – when somebody would call you and you had a – like your voicemail would be the ones where you push the, you know, the play on it, you know, when you push the, you know, answer machine. So I guess this dude, Brad Madvig, was like
– Well, you got – you named him.
Yeah, I don't – well –
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Oh boy. Brad.
You can
it's
name
out,
his name
when
I came out victorious, but he must have caught wind that this girl must have like liked me or something. Uh-huh. So he called my house up, right? And I don't even I was like, what do I need to answer the phone? I never answered the phone or anything. So he must have called and left a message like, Jay Foreman, this is Brad Madvig, I'm looking for you, whatever. That was a big deal or whatever, right? So cool. Like the next day, and he did it like a couple times. So the next day of school, I'm kind of like looking around and, you know, dipping and dodging. Well, my dad didn't check the answer machine every day. So the second night he checked it. So I remember I was in my room chilling, you know, probably doing something. Uh-huh. And he was like, Jay, get your you know what in here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was like, did I not do chores?
What did I not do?
I know I got my homework in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then you like, oh, man, what's up? He pushed the play on it, and he's like, who is this? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, you know, right? So I was like, hey, dude. I said, hey, man. I don't know, some dude that's going around. You know, once it goes around school, Brad Madvig looking for you, you know what I mean? You're like all on alert or whatever. I'm the new kid. Do you want to get in a fight? And my dad says, listen here. You going to fight this dude every single day. He's like, if you don't fight him tomorrow, he's like, I'm going to make you go. I'm going to bring you up to that school and you're going to fight him. And I'm like, you serious? And he's like, yeah. I ain't sleep all night.
Oh, really?
This point, like, I wasn't on the bus pickup. And so my dad had to drive me to work or drive me to school. Uh-huh. So he drove me to school. I'll never forget.
Did you have to find a kid?
He whatchamacallit? He's like, when I got out of the car. Uh-huh. He's like, you remember what I said last night? And I was like, yeah.
How old were you?
Oh, I was like.
Seventh grade?
Sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I could young. Do a little something, you know what I mean? But, you know, somebody has
was
the balls.
Was he a bigger dude than you?
A little bit, yeah. He's older. He's eighth grader. And.
That's an with amazing girl.
And then,
that's
so,
amazing
you know,
story.
You're walking around and then. Like,
you got to go. You got to square up?
Yeah, lunchtime. It was like, it worked out a lot easier than I thought it was.
It's
I think
on?
That, yeah. But my dad was like,
did it get broken up?
It got broken up. But I got
you landed a punch.
Yeah. My grandfather always told me, he's like, you throw the first one, last punch.
Yeah, and keep in mind, it's gonna get broke up. So you just got to roll.
Yep,
it's got somebody jumping in.
But after you kind of like know that, like I think Brad was probably one of those kids that never like anybody like booted up to him, and I probably wouldn't have.
If your dad wouldn't have said, your dad's smart.
Yeah, but then I asked him about it, like when I got older. You know, he's like, that's a life lesson, whatchamacallit. He's like, you don't ever let anybody do that to you.
Yeah. That's a great story. Yeah. That's a great story.
Literally, on the drive into school.
That's a wonderful story.
He's like, don't come back in here. He's like, and then he told me, he's like, if you lose, you're going to fight that dude every time, every day until you win.
That would be trouble.
See, my stepdad was, he was a D.C. cop. And so the rules were simple. Mm-hmm. Handle if business happens.
Yeah.
Handle it so that I don't have to.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, I want you to handle it.
Right. It's a lot easier.
Like, I want you to handle it. But he was like, no, handle it. And I, right about the same time, probably 14 years old maybe.
Yeah.
And there was a senior. And as a matter of fact, yeah, it was a star football player. And the same kind of deal. Like, DP, you hanging out in the wrong neighborhood. And this was big. Like, this was big story in the school because it was I shouldn't be dating in the space that I was dating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For several reasons.
Right.
One, older guy. Two, the white girl from the other side of town, all the boxes checked, right, back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And the same kind of deal, because we were getting those back then, this was before caller ID, we would get the phone calls, and mom was a little bit skittish, and mom would just go, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I don't like these people calling, whispering horrible things.
Right, yeah.
But my stepdad, he same kind of deal. There was a bus that would pick us up because we were bused. And so we were taken. So think, remember the Titans where they were bused all the way across town. Mm-hmm. I was bused all the way across town. I had to drive six. I had to ride the bus 6 miles to go to high school. Mm-hmm. And on the days that if I missed the bus, my stepdad had to take me to work, to school, which was worse. It was horrible. But he would ride in and he'd say, if you don't handle this, I have to. And I'm like, well, go talk to the dude. He goes, no. I'm going to handle you. Mm-hmm. You're my business. He's not my business. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and you know you can't whoop me. Mm-hmm. So the lesser of the two evils is you step up and handle the thing you should be able to handle rather than confronting me and learning how to take losses. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And he said, but I'd much rather you take a loss with me than you taking a loss on the street.
Mm-hmm. See there, Sip?
Yeah, now here's the deal. With my situation, it's very simple. My dad put us in boxing, me and my younger brother, because we were getting in – we were like 6 years old.
Right.
You're just scrappy.
Because we were getting in fights all the time. Yeah. Right. So he said, all right, if we're going to do this, you're going into boxing. And then that's how we got into boxing. Now, we'd fight amongst ourselves, or we'd be fighting at school. So that was the answer. That was the and it made sense.
Well, I was number 7 of 8 kids, and immediately above me were the 4 sisters. And it became the thing where I had to defend them, even though I had to fend them off all the time.
Yeah, there was
like
that.
I lived with a female gang.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, your situation was different.
And they were bullies, and it was
a different world back then too. Yeah. Fighting was more acceptable.
Yeah. Well, I think it was, right?
I think it was purposeful.
There was like a reason.
It was purposeful.
I never saw many fights growing up.
Yeah.
I didn't see fights in school.
It wasn't like, I mean, some of it was just me and my brother were just, you know, we just fought a lot. And my dad said we got to do something about it. And back then there was boxing. There was boxing clubs.
Right. Yeah, there were clubs.
They were all over the place.
There were clubs.
We'd go everywhere in the state.
Where'd you?
Chapman, where was Grand Island.
Columbus. Okay.
So yeah, we had
the Columbus Crusher.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, and we'd fight in Grand Island, Norfolk, little towns.
Bone Crusher, Sipple.
We go to Harlan, Iowa. We go to Crofton. Crofton had a boxing club. It's called Smoker. Central City had a thriving boxing club.
What was
Grand
your
Island.
Nickname?
I didn't have a nickname.
Smoking Steven Sipple.
I did not have a nickname. I wasn't very good.
Were you light on your feet? You look like more of a body puncher.
I wasn't very good.
Scrappy. He was scrappy.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
He tried, though.
So you have good head movement like that dude on that worked for United?
Yeah, I wasn't that good. I wore black boots. That's the thing.
That was
people
your deal.
Thought it was weird. I wore big black boots.
What are you supposed to wear?
You were like Mike Tyson before Mike Tyson. That's where he got Mike. Yeah. Mike Tyson saw you.
Yeah.
And that's where he got those. Remember when Mike Tyson come out with his shoes on?
I always wanted to wear green shorts and black boots. Clean.
You're Irish?
Who was your favorite fighter when you were growing up?
Hands of Stone.
Yeah.
Hands of Stone. I liked Alexis Arguello.
Alexis Arguello. What a great.
Yeah. I liked.
Pepino Cuevas.
Yeah. Heavyweight Ali.
Wilfredo Benitez.
Oh, I love Wilfredo Benitez.
One of the most underrated boxers. Ever.
Yeah, yeah. Pryor.
Aaron Pryor.
Yeah,
Hawk
Aaron Pryor.
Was,
yeah.
Hawk was,
Name drops over here. Look at that.
Go ahead.
No, who else do you like, Sip? I like that crew. So you like the lighter, the little dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the heavyweight division, and it was Ali mostly. I liked Ali. When Ali lost, I cry. But I like Spinks, though. When Spinks came along, both Spinks I liked.
That was the weirdest night of boxing.
When Leon beat
When he beat Ali the first time, it was the weird night. Actually, it was on national TV.
It was in the Superdome,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, national TV. It was like a Friday night. It was
Do you remember weird, that, Jay?
Like a whole bunch of
Jake, you're too young for this.
Like a weirdness about it.
It was in a Superdome.
Yeah.
Did you like Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker?
Yeah, I think he was probably after I had gotten a little older at that point. Arguello was in when I was a kid. You know, he was fighting when I was a kid. And the heavyweight division was big when I was a kid. Ali was big.
Do you remember the Boom Boom Mancini Dooku Kim fight?
Yep, I remember it vividly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he killed the man.
Yeah.
Mancini killed a man with his fists.
Yeah.
And Mancini wasn't great.
He was great marketing.
Yeah, he's
fantastic marketing.
Boom Boom Mancini.
But I mean, again, CBS Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely.
You know, once every third month, you're going to see Boom Boom Mancini.
Yeah.
Go and
Jake,
bounce.
It was a great era. It's a great
era. Now you got to pay for the boxing, so it's just done.
This was
Saturday afternoon.
Or you could go to a bar and hold up, Jake.
Well, I could, but sometimes they charge you a cover.
The heavyweight fights weren't always on Saturdays.
Well, but Norton Ali was on ABC.
Yeah. A lot of those were on ABC.
Yeah.
And they weren't always on Saturdays.
ABC and CBS did. NBC started it. I'm old enough to remember back in the late 60s when NBC had it. And then ABC took it over with Howard Cosell and his emergence as
it was incredible.
And then CBS jumped on board, and CBS figured out, well, we can't get the heavyweight bouts all the time, the championship bouts all the time, but we can get the little guys. And so that's how Arguello and Duran and
Wilfredo Benitez,
Buchanan. I remember the Buchanan Duran fight, championship fight, where Duran wins his first title.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a low blow. And I remember sitting with my uncle and my stepdad talking about this thing for an hour. And I think that might be when I locked into sports. Because it was, look, this is awesome.
Yeah, boxing was incredibly good back
then.
This
was awesome.
It was incredibly good.
You know, and then, of course, in D.C., we got Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Freak.
Everybody dove over the pool. And then we literally walked into the greatest, like that foursome of Hearns,
Hagler,
Duran, Leonard,
and Sugar Ray,
and Benitez was just outside,
outside
that mm-hmm. curve. But for 7 years,
right,
you had all of these feature bouts, all these super fights, and we'll never have that again.
You never.
I don't think we will.
We'll never have that.
One
again.
One guy is always going to fight the guy with the name too late, kind of like Mayweather, Pacquiao, and all that. You know.
You know. That kid, that dude in Omaha is a throwback, and he would have
He would fight anybody.
He would have fit back in that era.
He'll fight anybody. They
Crawford.
Don't want to,
Crawford.
Nobody wants to fight him.
Bud Crawford would have fit just fine in that era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
He would have been one of the best, and he would have been a household name in America.
Right.
You're saying that Pacquiao Mayweather would not be back in the day?
Yeah, they would. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pacquiao would definitely fit in.
Pacquiao
Mayweather's from that. I mean, his uncle's from that.
Mayweather fit.
I think
Roger was the guy everybody had to go through that, right?
Yeah, I think Floyd, which a lot of modern day athletes have to deal with, especially when you hear about basketball, because they played back then. I think Floyd and these athletes, he would have adapted. Like he could throw a power.
Oh, he would have. He would have been right in the mix.
I don't think he'd be undefeated.
No.
Because he'd have faced Thomas Hearns.
Right. And I'm going to be willing to bet, like, if he would have fought Pacquiao in his prime without a shoulder injury, and they would have probably had two or three, at least two fights, mm-hmm. he'd have an L.
He'd have an L.
Yeah. But he's still undefeated, though.
Mm-hmm. He'd probably
fits. He absolutely
fit in.
Yeah, he's good.
Because his superior defensive skills
would
have lessened any type of power, and he has more power than people give him credit for.
Yeah, Floyd Money Mayweather is real. He's real.
Yeah, I think Bud,
he'd be real.
Bud belonged in that era. That's probably.
I think so too.
That's why nobody wants to fight him right now.
Yeah,
I think he's a throwback that way.
Yeah,
because Bud can take a punch and keep coming.
Yeah, he would have been just fine in that era.
But we miss that. I mean, like Gervonta Davis is fighting this weekend and
barely hear anything. And he's an old school.
I love Gervonta Davis.
You don't hear much.
You're talking about body blows.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he tries.
He's a hammer. He's a hammer.
He tries to just break ribs and everything.
He's a hammer. Whoa.
But a lot I wouldn't want to fight that guy.
But a lot of those guys end up over at
Jake,
at
he's UFC. A Buffalo Bills fan, too. If you go talking that Dolphin stuff, you're going to catch a body blow.
Yeah, right to the ribs.
I tell him, hey, I went to the Anchor Bar and got barbecue wings, buddy.
That's the conversation.
Hey, Jake, that was a pretty impressive underthrown 15-yard pass that Tua had to Tyreek Hill there that you guys decided to tweet out.
You talk about one video.
Tua.
Throw another under. He always underthrows.
They're trying to kind of keep you below your expectations before he impresses you during the actual game.
He's got – this is the season for him. This
I know that. Well,
this is the Dolphins season of all seasons.
Either that or you're going to draft Will Levis, according to Sipple.
No,
you guys are going to draft Will Levis from Memphis.
We are not drafting Will Levis from Kentucky. We're not
Kentucky, my bad.
But I told you, it's fine.
Is it Memphis or Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Oh, Southern Blue.
They all look the same.
If they suck, they have all the draft picks in the world next year. Okay, we got everything else in place. Just trade for a quarterback, whether it's an active one or one that's
trade.
In the draft.
Yeah. Trade.
What Tua knows, it's this year or bust.
But what's it going to take for Tua to keep the job? Does he have to win 12 games?
He's got to make the playoffs at the absolute minimum.
Got to make the playoffs.
You can't say winning because when he did win, the coach got fired. So, really,
yeah,
he's probably going to have to actually play well.
They have to make the playoffs at an absolute minimum.
Do they not have to win the first round?
I think they need to win a game.
They're not. First of all, you guys aren't making the playoffs. I'm sorry to inform you right now on, what is it today, May 27th. You guys are not making the playoffs, my friend.
May 27th.
Hey, top five defense in the league, good offense.
They have to be number two in the East.
That's not happening.
We're going to get there. The Patriots are done. I'm not worried about
the
Patriots.
Harry Potter.
The Jets suck.
Your coach is Harry Potter.
Pats and Jets, you can beat.
You never.
And then you have to beat. Okay, so
they can't beat the Patriots.
Then you got to
be
better.
We beat them twice last year.
Not this year.
Swept them last year. Oh, yeah, because they're better this year. They got worse this offseason.
Exactly, and so did Miami.
No, we did not. Are you kidding me?
Actually, you got some talent down there.
Yeah, the Dolphins are the second best team in the East. I'm giving the Bills that. I'm not going to argue that. Here I am. The Bills are the best team in the AFC East. From a Dolphins fan, I'm not arguing that.
Right now.
But they are the Dolphins.
But you know what? The Dolphins are going to probably win the AFC East.
Yeah, I mean.
It just came to me. You guys have a lot of talent.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent.
You got a new coach.
You forgot.
There's a lot of talent.
That doesn't know who he is, but that's cool. You got a new coach. You saw Gerald McKinnon, too.
Will the Dolphins be better than the Chiefs?
No.
They won't even be better
than
the Colts.
Don't think so.
The Dolphins?
They won't even be better than the
Tyreek's not there anymore.
Yeah, but they got Mahomes, who is better than Tua by far.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I think Tua is ascending. He should have been in the Pro Bowl last year.
Here we go.
To be honest with you, I think it'd be a complete, utter disappointment if the Dolphins don't win the AFC East. And here's why.
Okay,
I think the Jets will be better. I think the Jets might upset my Buffalo Bills once because Buffalo, you know, might be down there at the Cheetah Club the night before. So they might, you know, hang out with Harold Stern. So they might take an L. And then New England finds a way always to be split with Buffalo, right?
Can't be
Miami always sweeps Buffalo or sweeps
the Patriots.
Patriots
and the Jets.
Right. So there's four, and then they'll split with Buffalo. Boom. There's your AFC East winner.
There you go. That's
and they'll probably have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Probably will. Jay, speak it into existence. Let it be.
And then are they facing the Chargers?
We'll take down Herbert. Yeah, take him down.
Ready for Tennessee?
I'm not worried about Tennessee.
Tennessee's going to take a step back.
We can stop the run. We got linebackers. We got
Steelers,
defensive guys.
Tomlin?
Steelers aren't making the playoffs, are they? You got Trubisky at quarterback.
Mitch Trubisky said he was taken back that they drafted a quarterback in the first round.
Mitch Trubisky.
Homeboy, you ain't played last year.
Yeah, you were a backup last season.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't play in a whole season, and you're talking about. Is you and that, was it, Rudolph?
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph. Both two scrub. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know what? I'll take Trubisky over Rudolph because actually Trubisky's winning. He's a winner.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Okay.
He's thrown, I mean, with Chicago and that. Hold on. I mean, listen here.
You being real right now?
Hey, to win 11 games, 10, 11 games in the NFL, you got to be doing something. It's just like Garoppolo, right?
Yeah.
Now, at times, he might throw for 100, mm-hmm. but there was games that he'd throw for 300. Mm-hmm. At the end of the season,
that's fair.
He's taking his teams to the play.
That's fair.
But Mason Rudolph and him competing is kind of like, okay, Trubisky's like, all right, I got this.
It's
pillow fight. But then to have the nerve to talk about, well, nobody called and told me that they were going to take a quarterback. Like, your agent should have called you. You should have known that before you signed there. And how are you surprised when you didn't play last year?
Aren't they talking about that Pitt quarterback starting there?
Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
They'd like him to later in the season.
And remember, Dwayne Haskins is
– later in the season.
Right? So there's so much in Pittsburgh. But the overriding force is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Tomlin's a great coach.
Later in the season, Pickett get some play. I mean, it also depends on if Trubisky plays well.
They got Trubisky, Rudolph, and Pickett.
Yeah.
I would that's pretty good stable.
No, it's
Pickett
not.
Beat out
no, that's pretty good stable.
No, it's not.
Stable of donkeys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, those are
Pickett's
donkeys.
Who do you like better, Trubisky or Tua?
please answer this correctly. There is a correct answer.
I would say Trubisky.
No, that's not the correct answer.
Close, though, right?
No, it's not. It's not
I would say Trubisky. You want to know why? He's more mobile. And I think he has a stronger arm, and he has a better record.
We're ending this. On this note, to appease everybody here, Eric Lincoln says, do you know what Dolphins fans will do when they win the AFC East? Turn off the Xbox. That's all right, Old School's next for Steve Sipple. I'm Shake Swords and see you.
Adventure Golf Center's open for business with two mini golf courses and a third course on its way within the month. Enjoy the current courses as well as the batting cages in a shaved ice food truck and prepare for a new putting course completely uncommon in Nebraska and the Midwest with 18 holes of par 3s, 4s, and 5s and a bar on the course. Oh yeah, Adventure Golf Center now sells alcohol too. Play the courses now and prepare to experience the new course within the month at Adventure Golf Center, 56 and Old Chain.
If I won one of the 8 new trucks the Nebraska Lottery is giving away in Trucks and Bucks 2022, I'd be off-roading all the time through muddy riverbeds, across dusty prairies. I'd treat that truck like a tank. I'd be merciless.
Can I ride along?
Only if you wear shoe covers to protect the carpeting, promise not to eat or drink anything inside the cabin, polish the dashboard when you leave.
Trucks and Bucks is back, and you could win one of 8 new trucks. Top prize odds, 1 in 336,000.
How do you remember things? Post-it note, string around your finger, smartphone reminder? Whatever you do, remember Nebraska Pick 3 2x2 and My Day. Three great Nebraska Lottery Lotto games that are all $1 per play with drawings every day. Nebraska Pick 3 lets you choose your own bet type. 2x2 has a $22,000 top prize. And with My Day, you choose a six-digit date. Must be 19, please play responsibly. Oh, got a reminder. Produced Nebraska Lottery commercial. I'm all over that.
Gaina Trucking is hiring CDL Class A and B drivers. Gaina Trucking guarantees a 40-hour work week year-round, and their strong team culture makes it not a job, but a career. Gaina Trucking offers health, vision, and dental insurance, 401k with company match, an employee assistance program, and other bonus programs. Build a better career today with great team culture at Gaina Trucking. Learn more and apply today at GainaTrucking.com.
Working at Continental in Lincoln isn't a job, it's a career. And right now they've raised wages again and they're hiring for production operators at $22.07 per hour and other select jobs starting at $23.77 per hour with wages growing up to $29.71 per hour. Continental also has salaried jobs available and great benefits, plus medical and prescription costs at very low premiums. Dental, vision, and life insurance are offered at no premium cost to the associates. To learn more or to apply, go to continental-jobs.com with keyword Lincoln. Come work at Continental today.
Did you know that the U.S. has added over 1,100 new breweries in the last 18 months? Learn more by shopping at Meyer's Cork and Bottle, 13th and South, and by tuning in to Thirsty Thursdays with Kevin Myers, because sports are better with a drink in your hand and a friend at your side.
2-1 count, and that's a deep drive into the gap. Smith rounding first base. It's a stand-up double.
Hey, Nick, speaking of doubles, did you know Wings and Rings has two ways to enjoy their next-level food?
Rico, we're in the middle of a game.
The game can wait, Nick. One way is to stop by one of their Lincoln locations. They have two great locations at O Street Meridian Park and 40th and Old Cheney in Williamsburg Village.
You said two ways. What's the other way?
You can order online at wingsandrings.com.
Steve's Garage Doors and Services is under new management, but has the same great service as before. If your current garage door seems outdated or isn't working properly, call their new number at 402-480-2840 to schedule service or get a new door ordered. Steve's can repair most types of garage doors and can always point you in the right direction to get the job done. Give Steve's Garage Doors and Services a call today at 402-480-2840. That's 402-480-2840.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Mom. Yeah, I got in a crash. I'm okay. I was wearing my seatbelt.
People count on you to buckle up.
Click it or a ticket. Brought to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office.
Bagels and Joe is in full summer mode. They'll add cold foam to the top of any iced coffee. Plus, they now have a Joe Coffee Club. Get unlimited drip coffee for just $8.95 per month. And don't forget their delicious breakfast burritos and sandwiches. Bagels and Joe, 4 Lincoln locations.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. You made it. Congratulations. Give yourself a round of applause. You made it through the week.
Well done.
Good job.
Well done.
Fantastic. Welcome into Old School 93.7, The Ticket, theticketfm.com. DP is here. Jay Foreman is back from his super secret missions.
People need to put an APB out and give Jake a hug because of the Dolphins. Look at him. He's a little angry, Jake. Then Sipple.
He was feeling that, right?
Yeah.
What did you guys do
Sipple's
to him? I wasn't listening.
Show going on in there.
I was busy with other things. What were you guys doing to Jake?
I predicted that the Dolphins would win the East.
Jay was,
but then I said, but then he was mad that I said Trubisky was better than Tua, just by the record, the pure numbers.
I'm not gonna say anything. 402-464-5685 Honda Lincoln Hotline, Sartor Haven text line.
Oof. Oof. Oh boy, yeah,
I'm not.
Oh, he was gaslighting him, and Jake saw it and was like, okay, I need to get out of here.
But he fell for a hook, line, and sinker.
Why would you do that to him?
Because he's a Dolphins fan.
I mean, yeah.
They do have the most talented roster in the East, though.
Oh, definitely. They're not going to win it.
Yeah, but they do. They should win it this year.
They should. But it's the Dolphins, so they won't.
I mean.
So much talent.
So much. They almost have too much talent that you don't know what to do with it.
I'm sitting, and this is all jokes aside, you got
Tyreek Hill and Waddle, Parker. I mean, that's
they don't have Parker anymore. Parker's in New England.
Oh, okay, you got Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Look, Jake turned around. Those are two receivers, one-on-one coverage and zone that is hard for anybody to cover. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is going to get matched up against a guy like me, which is
not going to work.
Not going to work out well for whatever team I'd be on. And then one of them, if they're both out wide, is going to go against the number two corner, which isn't going to work out wide or work out well. I think their offensive line is rebuilt. Their defense line is good. And then they signed a couple running backs that can run that scheme. So it's kind of plug and play.
So now it's all on Tua.
And they got Gesicki as a tight end, who's a young, emerging kind of Travis Kelce, like second or third version. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
currently the Walmart version could be better.
He's a little bit better. Travis Kelce is super target. He's a target version.
Okay.
Hey, you know what, though? I was blessed to hear Sipple talk about NIL. But here's what people don't understand about NIL. Maybe Nebraska does this or anybody does it. It's like, these NIL deals come with stipulations, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, you market you know, said water bottle, and we're just going to give you a check, and then, you know, you can kind of just live your life like a imbecile, right? So what I mean is like there's something in there, I imagine, conduct detrimental to – it's usually to the team, as you see in the NFL, but conduct detrimental to the brand, right? So then, therefore, these contracts are two-way contracts. There's obligations on both, financially and then obviously, you know, action-wise. So my whole thing is, if I was talking to guys about NIL, because it's a big deal, right, this is another thing I'd say to them, well, then you're wanting to be treated, you know, like a professional. So if you want to be treated like a professional, then you have to conduct yourself like a professional. Then you have to understand the expectations of being a professional in your own realm, just based on an NIL deal. So don't just think it's just a full infinity laced cookie jar that you can just go in and just reap all the benefits from them. You know what I mean? And also, you know, like I would say this, you know, like we were talking about my grandfather, and my dad. He's like, look, man, you know, he always talked about, you know, when you become a man, you understand what it means. And you know, I can't really tell you, but the one thing he did tell me, he's like, when you're a boy or like a up and coming young man, you do what you want. When you are a grown man, you do what you have to do, right? And that's about being a professional. So if you know, yeah, if you want to go out and have a good time, nobody's saying not to have a good time, but also understand there comes a time limit and a limit that you can go to with your good time. For two reasons. One, you don't want to lose control and then lose your whatever your, you know, NIL deals or potential, right? Two, which is most important, you don't want to lose – or number one, but you don't want to lose your scholarship and then obviously your playing time and all that. You don't want to lose your NIL deal. But then also three, you want to make sure that you're able to have enough time, but then also know that if you're a professional or somebody that's going to – that's viewing yourself as a professional, that you got to start making some sacrifices. And sacrifices is, at this point in time, with NIL or just if you want to be a person that's next in line for NIL, you're going to have to sacrifice some of the things that majority of – or, you know, 99% of the high – or not high school, but college students get to participate in anytime they want. They can go to a party, you know, on a game week on a Monday.
How much of that is discussed and known, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, like
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
From the athletes that we've been around, I don't think one.
It's enough, and I can't speak for Nebraska. I'm just thinking just broadly. I don't think it's enough. I don't think a lot of these kids understand. They might have somebody to, you know, just so they're protected, so they're not, you know, duped, but they're not telling them the finer details of what this really means. The teaching moments, right? The teaching moments, I don't think they're getting it.
Maybe it's the vacuum that we've kind of created here, but the student-athletes that come in here and do shows and give us access to their lives and what's going on, those are probably top-level folks anyway.
Yeah, and some do, and you know, these kids are, you know, they're the Y generation, you know. You go and you give them. I mean, it's a funny thing. You probably gay. Hey, you want 10 grand? They'd be like, "Why are you giving it to me?" Back then, we're like, "All right, cool. We'll deal with it after. We'll take it and then go with it." But yes, yeah, you know, there's not all of them. There's some that know, but majority that don't, because you can tell the one. There's just the young kids in nature just think they need to be compensated for just being there, and when you think you need to be compensated for just being there versus doing something, then majority of the time you don't understand what the obligations and expectations are if you did get an NIL deal, because you think you're entitled to it.
Well, this is new. So the majority the majority of people that we're talking about who are in the system now have never gotten it. So there is no expectation for them getting it. They don't even expect to get it. Now, the people who are getting it, that's 1% of 1%.
Sure, but I think that there's people that are wanting to get it or do have it that don't understand the whole package.
How would the folks, so
I mean, you'd have to have a conversation like this and really like show them some, you know, I haven't heard any, you know, I'm not going, well, I haven't heard of any athletes getting in trouble off the field and then say, 93.7 The Ticket is pulled there. And we haven't seen that, but you could show him, whether it's Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods when he went through his stuff, or anybody else that's lost a lot of sponsorships based on what they've done off the field. And some of it haven't even been that much. Even like you just talked about, Justin Thomas just won a major in golf, and he said something about himself to himself, got caught on a hot mic, mm-hmm. and he lost his sponsorship, which he had been with, I think, since he turned pro, since he left the University of Alabama, I think it was Ralph Lauren. Is that Polo? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he lost a big endorsement deal with that. He apologized and all that stuff, and he still lost it. So it's those are the things that needs to be shown to him. Understand that they need to understand the broadness of conduct detrimental, in this case, to the brand, mm-hmm. because it can cover anything that they make it feel like.
Yeah, yeah. They
could be
– they wouldn't know.
So you need to – now they know, like, hey, man, I can't get a DUI. They know that those are the, like, layup ones. But the other things –
I don't know that they do.
Well, then if they don't – I mean, then – but you still got to cover it. I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt, but I definitely don't think they understand what cause is. I definitely don't think they understand what cause is.
So for college students, and remember, these are college students. Most of these folks are under the age of 22.
Sure.
Right? So then the conversation turns to, is this a thing that the parents should have installed in them before they came to college, or is this
this is also a selling point to, I mean, if it was me, right, I would have somebody that has real life, have real life experience with it, that the university and I guess compliance or whatever would educate them on it to deliver it to kids in a way that they can understand it, and therefore then they also have somebody that they can always talk to that isn't dealing with the money, right? So if I'm always going to somebody that I'm going to get to pick up my check for, that relationship is different if I can get somebody on the same that can get on a personal level with me that doesn't have anything. I'm not paying them.
Away
they're not
from
getting
my
it from,
playing time. Right, away from my playing money. Time.
And explain to them the whole picture of NIL and how NIL, you can parlay that into your second career and a possibility of getting a job or getting an internship or something else long after that, right? And here's another good example of quote-unquote NIL, but how you parlay a relationship that you had even from an athlete brand standpoint. Michelle Wee, who was like the 14-year-old phenom that played with the men, accomplished woman golfer, you know, recognizable name in X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, I think she just got married, had it either one. I know she had one kid, maybe two, but she's just announced that I saw it on, you know, on network that she's going to step away from playing, but then now she's a brand ambassador. You know what I'm saying? So just because you aren't playing, that doesn't mean that you still can't have that relationship. So I think, you know, don't look at NIL as something that you want just for short term, right? Because you could, okay, just say like if you're, like these are, I don't know, two companies, right? So this company is who you're partnered with in college just because you're like, oh, it's short term, and they, instead of taking a deal for $4,000, I get $5,000, right? But then after college, and say you get done playing, or, you know, say you weren't able to go to NFL or NBA or anything like that, here comes this second brand right here. But this second brand had been watching you for 2 or 3 years because you had been on their radar after college for something bigger. Well, the partnership that you were so quick to jump on because of a short-term gain, in this case I just said $1,000, is it really worth it missing out on a 12-year employment opportunity with this brand here for $1,000? So what I mean by that is, like, you know, partner with things that kind of fit in your wheelhouse. One thing to tell people to build their brand, hey, go out there and tweet stuff out and out, get you to 10,000 followers, right? When you can actually buy 10,000
followers. That's not brand development.
But that's what people think. And when you think people, that's what people think, right? But building your brand is definitely like who you're partnering with. There's a reason why some people turn. You don't really see a lot of stuff with, like, Tom Brady. He does what kind of fits in his deal, right?
Well, and he's also –
he's able to kind of pick.
He's also cherry
picking, but there's a lot of guys that do it.
I think, for me, the big part of this, one, because of the newness of it, right, because there are a lot of folks who weren't prepared to be in
this
space.
Nobody was, because it just kind of turned. It was like on Thursday, they were kind of, you know,
you're
a student athlete, and it might happen. Then the perception is it's never going to happen, or it's never going to happen while I'm in college. Mm-hmm. Monday, it was like a free-for-all. And then, like football, it was like 2 or 3 weeks before camp started. So that took like a focus away from getting ready for the season to you see all these guys tweeting out like, hey, I'm open for opportunities, X, Y, and Z. And then they said you can hire an agency. Then you got that, right? So, yeah.
So what we've been dealing with lately, Jay, is that the parents of student athletes are reaching out. And I can tell you, I've talked to four different families this week where not only – think about how new it is to the student-athlete. It's newer to the parents.
It was newer to everybody.
And it's new – it had coaches who just don't know how to process. So I can tell you that another Big Ten member university reached out to me and said, listen, we see what you're doing with student-athletes. We need to do that. So can we talk, have the conversation about how to do it? And their thing is they don't know either what they should be doing. They've got all these ideas that are up in the air, but they don't have any real plan or foundation
because the people or the entity that always kind of had the clout over you, that they regulated everything that you did, right? Mm-hmm. Like the NCAA is like, oh.
Y'all said you didn't need me.
No, they're like, hey, you know, you don't like how we're doing it, so then, you know what, we're going to let you guys go out there and, you know, kind of like drown yourself. And so ideally you'd like to see some, you know, like a new group come together to kind of have a plan. But I think, like I said, I do think it's going to dissipate itself. I think this is really the first year of it. I think last year was just kind of like – too close to the season, so you really couldn't get – I mean, you saw Adrian had his deal, but you couldn't see it. But I think other schools started to get theirs ramped up during football season because it was their off season. Now you see it now with the off season. I think after the season, you know, it's going to be just like a salary cap situation. Okay, we signed Rico for this much, DP for this much, Jay for this much. Okay, let's look up, was it really worth it based on the resources we used to recruit him, how he was, what kind of teammate he is. How much did this really affect him? You know, the whole thing. And then you're going to like have the whole juice versus or squeeze versus the juice. So, it's going to be interesting to see how teams do it, moving forward. But you definitely, like, I always say this, like, I know Alabama does it a really good job with it. I know Georgia does a really good job with it. I know Tennessee does a really good job with it. Only reason, because I played with guys that, two guys that I played with are in positions. One, I just know, from Jonas Jennings, who plays is at Georgia, and it's a teammate of his, where they make sure, if you look at Kirby Smart, you always see Jonas Jennings. And Jonas Jennings does a lot of the stuff from a player standpoint, and you see Jonas Jennings, every guy that gets drafted is with Jonas Jennings because it's the relationship that he's building with them after football. You know what I mean? For their brand and stuff like that. I think you're going to see that more importance on that if you're going to dip into it. Now, it can't be, you know, like I say, I don't think it's going to be something that you can do every year where you go and sign 20 guys. You know, you're kind of turning over your middle to, you know, your lower third of your top of your roster to the, you know, the middle, you know, middle to half third of your second of, you know, your meat of your roster constantly over with, you know, transfers or NIL, but it's something that can definitely kickstart your program. So it's a year-to-year basis. I know that they, you know, Sipple and them were talking about Iowa fans all upset about it, but you're in different situations. Iowa kind of knows, like Iowa knows when they, you know, they're fine with looking at themselves in the mirror, and they're a six, and they're the best looking six out there. But if you mess with them, they're gonna embarrass you. You know, they've beat teams that they probably shouldn't have, and they know how to do what they do. Iowa's gonna Iowa, Wisconsin's gonna Wisconsin, so. In order to get to that level and kind of level the playing field, you know, sometimes you got to really, you know, depend on NIL. And then there's going to be years if guys develop and you have a couple of really good classes that you don't need to go to NIL. or not NIL, or just, you know, transfer portal?
I think the transfer portal is going to be a part of everybody's business going forward.
Well, I'm not saying it's not going to be a part of your business, but to the magnitude of like this year, it won't be, it won't be sustainable to do it every year like that.
I'm not saying
it's not a part of it, but if you think you're going to go turn your roster over every year and then over 10 years you're going to have 10 winning seasons, there's not that many good players that you can hit on. You know what your hit percentage would have to be? If you just decided for every season, let's just take a really easy number. We're going to get 10 guys out of the portal every year. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, that's 100 new players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means that you would have
to. Remember the 3-year cycle. It's a 3-year cycle. What we're talking about. So you're only infusing 30 players over the course of that any players.
Okay, so you would have to hit on 21 of those 30 players.
I think most programs would be really happy about that.
No, you would have to hit on 21 of those 30 players to be a sustainable product. You would have to, for every 10 players that you get, 7 of them have to really be what you thought they would be.
Isn't that what you're trying to do in the recruiting game anyway?
But the portal is different. That means you're getting guys in the portal versus a high school kid because you're saying that they're ready-made, that you've seen something from them, right?
Right.
Okay, well, just because you're good at, like, FAMU doesn't mean that you're going to come here in the Big Ten and be what you were at FAMU. So that's what I'm saying. You have to hit on 7 out of 10. It's, like, almost humanly impossible. Versus then also, you're not the only school out there recruiting these players. So, yeah, if you could pick 10 guys that I know – like, if you had 10 guys and you know 7 of these guys are going to hit, you're not going to get all 7.
I think this – we'll pick it up at 9 o'clock because I think there's some – as you said, there's some juice to the squeeze.
I need Jay to pick a number between 1 and 8.
4?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Baxter, we put you in the driver's seat with a simplified buying process, at-home test drives, hassle-free delivery, and service pickup and return. Check out all our new vehicle specials now during the Ram Make the Switch event at Baxter Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Shopping for insurance can be a tedious and frustrating task, but the agents at Brokers Insurance Agency will do the work for you. They have partnered with over 20 of the best insurance carriers in the nation, which allows them to do the shopping all for you. Whether you're looking for business insurance or employee benefits for your company, or you're looking to save money on your home and auto insurance, Brokers Insurance Agency has the agents and solutions to help meet your goals. Call 402-420-5353 or email staff at brokersinsuranceNE.com.
This is Dan Friedman. Between 2010 and 2019, distracted driving caused more than 40,000 car crashes in Nebraska, resulting in over 14,000 severe injuries and deaths. Please keep your eyes on the road. If you have a smartphone, put it away while you're behind the wheel. It will help keep our community safe and secure. This message is brought to you by Friedman Law Offices. Helping injured people. It's what we do. It's all we do. Find us at friedmanlaw.com today.
Your home should not be a zoo to unwelcomed animals. Let the experts at Bats to Rats take care of those problems. Dan has been a leader in wildlife and pest management and prevention in Lincoln and the surrounding area for 15 years and can help you get rid of bats, rodents, and anything else. Whether it's residential or commercial buildings, schools, apartments, or churches, they're always a phone call away. Call today at 402-310-0904 or visit BatsToRats.com. Bats to Rats Wildlife Control and Prevention.
Sandhills Global is hiring. Check out sandhills.jobs for more information. Sandhills is looking to fill hundreds of new openings in sales, traveling support, software development, web design, and more. Sandhills has a professional culture and is fast-paced with a focus on growth, innovation, and leading-edge technologies. Career and internship opportunities are available at our global headquarters in Lincoln, Nebraska. Apply today at sandhills.jobs.
Working at Continental in Lincoln isn't a job, it's a career. And right now they've raised wages again and they're hiring for production operators at $22.07 per hour and other select jobs starting at $23.77 per hour, with wages growing up to $29.71 per hour. Continental also has salaried jobs available and great benefits, plus medical and prescription costs at very low premiums. Dental, vision, and life insurance are offered at no premium cost to the associates. To learn more or to apply, go to continental-jobs.com with keyword Lincoln. Come work at Continental today.
Did you know that the U.S. has added over 1,100 new breweries in the last 18 months? Learn more by shopping at Meijer's Cork and Bottle, 13th and South, and by tuning in to Thirsty Thursdays with Kevin Meyer, because sports are better with a drink in your hand and a friend at your side.
Your home is your empire. Protect it with Empire Fence. Get a free instant quote with the online estimating tool at empire-fence.com. See an upfront estimate with no hidden fees. An Empire Fence can provide privacy and improve the appearance of your home. Keep kids and pets in or out of your yard. Increase security and add value to your property. Visit empire-fence.com now to view the stylish and maintenance-free possibilities for your home and get a free instant online quote. Let Empire Fence protect your empire.
Tune in every Monday morning throughout the summer at 6:45 a.m. for golf course reviews on the Nebraska Golf Passport Early Break Golf Tour with Jake Sorensen and Steve Sipple on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay.
Welcome back to Old School. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, 93.7 The Ticket, ticketfm.com. Jay, there was a reason that I asked you to pick a number between 1 and 8.
Sleeve, that mini sleeve that you got.
1 and 8. You said 4, right?
I did.
You said 4? Well,
it's probably the wrong answer. What is it, Rico?
Here's number 4.
Hey. Oh my God. You idiot. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Finish strong, Rico.
You know what? I'll say this. Two things. Okay. I'll get the good one out of the way. That one is more tolerable than the first one.
That one's longer.
It doesn't matter. It didn't actually. I thought it was shorter, so I think that lets
it's
you
a
know.
Win.
Right.
It's a win. It's
right.
A win.
It's like having a little seasoning on your dry chicken. It's right? It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's 49 seconds.
But I am absolutely 100% appalled. Okay. That this dude over here sat there in the weeds having a conversation with me, chilling like yeah. Then he played it off like, oh yeah, we got to get Rico. Come on, this got to be a quick one. And he knew this stuff was coming right when I, because the look on his face when you asked me what number, he was like, oh yeah, I know this one.
Do you want to know something?
What?
I got 8 of them.
I ain't picking no more numbers, man.
Don't worry, it'll be on the text line. They'll know.
No. Text line, please.
From here on out, I just need a number 1 through 8. First person that texted segment.
We need a number, so text us any number real quick, and then the first one we get is the one we'll play.
1 through 8. I'll play the next one.
And I didn't know.
No, you got to exclude the original.
Okay,
the original
so not played. 1. So 2 through 8.
Yeah. And I didn't know until he said he was over there. There it is. Bryce got us with number 6. Rico, give us number 6.
Let me find number 6.
You playing it right now?
So I didn't know what he was doing, and then it hit me. This joke was over here in the during the spillover.
That's why he wasn't listening.
He was over the spillover.
He was focused. Here's number 6. Woke up this morning and I got out of bed. Had a big old cup of coffee to clear my head. Been home for a while and that's where I'm at.
so we can still jam on What's Up With That.
Ooh, this is because James
is
gone.
This is for when Jay is on the phone.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. Hit the robot. What's up with that?
What's up with that? Is that the what he does on the video?
Yeah. With so good. 9 o'clock hour. Let's have some fun. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
From selling a home to even building one, you're doing a lot and need a lender who can help you do it. Like Jennifer Peters of Security First Bank.
There are a lot of ways we can work to find the best fit for your situation. Let me help you explore your options.
Mortgage lending from Security First Bank. We're the bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 505011 and 616194.
2-1 count, and that's a deep drive into the gap. Smith rounding first base. It's a stand-up double.
Hey, Nick, speaking of doubles, did you know Wings and Rings has two ways to enjoy their next-level food?
Rico, we're in the middle of a game.
The game can wait, Nick. One way is to stop by one of their Lincoln locations. They have two great locations at O Street Meridian Park and 40th and Old Cheney in Williamsburg Village.
You said two ways. What's the other way?
You can order online at wingsandrings.com.
Gaina Trucking is hiring CDL Class A and B drivers. Gaina Trucking guarantees a 40-hour work week year-round, and their strong team culture makes it not a job, but a career. Gaina Trucking offers health, vision, and dental insurance, 401k with company match, an employee assistance program, and other bonus programs. Build a better career today with great team culture at Gaina Trucking. Learn more and apply today at GainaTrucking.com.
Did you know that the U.S. has added over 1,100 new breweries in the last 18 months? Learn more by shopping at Meijer's Cork and Bottle, 13th and South, and by tuning in to Thirsty Thursdays with Kevin Myers, because sports are better with a drink in your hand and a friend at your side.
Let's do it. Let's get away. Let's go outside, cast a line, and reel in good times with our family and friends. Get a little peace, quiet, and relaxation. And make some memories that will last a lifetime. Let's do it. Let's Fish Nebraska. Start planning your fishing trip today at letsfishnebraska.com. Sponsored by Nebraska Game and Parks. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Herrick Services takes this time to wish everyone a happy and healthy Memorial Day weekend. We are thankful for our country and for those that have served this nation. We salute you. This important message comes to you from Bart, Mike, and the folks at Herrick's.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret. And visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.